It is there, I think.
You came up by... No, we heard a curious story, Kate, that you came up by train today and you wanted to rehearse with some dancers. So you got a guards van to do this in. Is this correct? Or
yes.
Is this just completely
no,
got up?
It is true, yes.
What do you do? Turn up at Euston Station and say, I'd like a
one-guard
return
van.
To Manchester in a guards van?
Yeah, well, someone from the record company did that this morning and they actually cleared it out. They took all the post out and everything, so we just had an empty carriage to work in. It was really incredible.
What's it like, sort of swaying
very
from
difficult.
Side to side?
At 100 miles an hour, it's really difficult.
What were you trying to do? You were rehearsing a new video?
That's right, yes. So we're just checking the routine before we actually make it.
Yeah.
And there's no time, so we do it on the train.
What's your involvement in a video like that? I mean, do you start right at the beginning and do everything yourself?
I always work with a director, and you have to use an awful lot of people, obviously, but normally the ideas come from me. And because I've written the song, often I've had ideas mm-hmm. at an earlier stage, so it's putting them into practice.
Yeah, that idea seems very much to be prompted by Australia, is that correct? We've got Aborigines
Absolutely.
And the bush and all that kind of thing.
Was it a true reflection of a typical day in Australia in your experience? When did you go there? 4 years
ago? Yeah, 4 years ago. It was just a promotional trip. But I managed to talk to a lot of the young Australian people about Aborigines and their knowledge of them, if they'd ever met them. And they told me all about the kangaroos and what a nuisance they are and how they have the big crash barriers on the front.
Rhubarbs.
That's it, rhubarbs.
That's right.
Yeah. And I picked up a feeling for what it was like from being there. So, yes, it was quite inspirational.
Has that particular track, been heard by Australians? I wonder what their reaction is towards it.
Yes, I wonder. I think it would be a lot less unusual for them, obviously, because the didgeridoo is a home instrument and they know it very well. It's probably quite boring for them.
Mm.
So I don't know how they'll react. It would
there's
be very
one,
interesting.
Sorry, there's one very famous Australian featured on this album who you're not used to finding on rock records. Rolf Harris.
Yes.
He this is correct, is it? He plays the didgeridoo on that track.
Yes, he does. I think it's interesting how people sort of go, Rolf Harris.
Well, it's not the sort of person used to singing credits, you know.
No,
along
he's
with
not often mentioned on this programme.
No.
But he is a very good didgeridoo player, which is why we used him.
You'll go for the best, don't
yeah.
you? What is a didgeridoo? What does it look like?
It's a long piece of wood that's hollowed out, and what they do is they find the bits of wood already hollowed out because the termites eat the soft wood and literally just hollow the branch out, and they just sit and blow through them. And the blowing technique is very difficult because while you're breathing in through your nose, you have to breathe out through your mouth, and it's like a whole circular technique, so you can just keep the drone going continuously.
So it's only people like Rolf Harris can quite master it, yeah?
He is very good.
I'm sure he is.
I also heard that on that track you employed, I think, Percy Edwards to supply the kind of synthesised jungle backing.
This is the bird impression.
The bird impressions and all the animals.
Yes. Well, I knew that in the choruses we wanted to create a feeling of the landscape, and obviously there are a lot of Australian animals, and the sounds are very reminiscent of the environment. And of course Percy could come along and give us a selection of at least 10 different Australian animals.
He's made a study of Australian animals.
Well, I think he's made a study of nearly any animal that's alive, and he's very unique. I mean, there is no one else really that's doing what he does.
Well, I hope the album does well, both for yourself and for Percy. Kate Bush, thanks
you.
Very much. Before you go, there's just one question we want answered. We've been doing some research, Mark and I. We want to know why Genius of Love by the Tom Tom Club wasn't a massive hit all over the world for weeks and weeks and weeks. Have you heard it?
No.
You've not. That's obviously the reason. It's somebody not
this
promoting
it. Because he bought a copy of it.
You bought two copies of it.
I think several people out here have bought one. And you haven't.
No, I do think they're good, though. I think they're good.
They are indeed. And we're not going to give up on this one, because the next piece of video, which you're about to see and enjoy and be terribly impressed by, is...